From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before the national election, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed over the economy, tax policy, race relations, and foreign policy in a televised debate from New York's Hofstra University. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, said the Obama administration came into office facing a bleak economy.
Remember where we were 8 years ago. We had the worst financial crisis, the Great Recession, the worst since the 1930s. That was in large part because of tax policies that slashed taxes on the wealthy, failed to invest in the middle class, took their eyes off of Wall Street, and created a perfect storm.
Trump, a wealthy New York businessman and the Republican nominee, accused Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, of agreeing to bad trade deals like those with Mexico and Canada.
The NAFTA agreement is defective just because of the tax and many other reasons. Secretary Clinton and others, politicians, should have been doing this for years. What's happened to our jobs and our country and our economy generally is, look, we owe $20 trillion. We cannot do it any longer.
Trump has vowed to renegotiate what he called bad trade deals that take away American jobs. Elections in Somalia are being delayed again over security concerns. Voting for the 275-seat parliament was set to begin this weekend with the appointment of a president October 30th. Facing a threat from al-Shabaab militants, the parliamentary ballot is being pushed back to beginning on October 23rd. The president will be named November 30th. Iran says it released a retired Canadian-Iranian professor who had been detained on security charges since June. This is VOA News. The embattled Syrian city of Aleppo sustained more airstrikes Monday, killing dozens in the rebel-held eastern sector. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the innocent are often the targets of these strikes.
Over the weekend, we saw the specific targeting of the headquarters or staging areas used by the White Helmets, the relief organization, the first responders in Syria that are just trying to provide for the basic needs and safety and well-being of citizens who are caught in the crossfire.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the government of President Bashar al-Assad and its Russian allies seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. He discounted a report that the Assad government is prepared to take part in a unity coalition. Meanwhile, Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim, in a Lebanese interview, blamed the U.S. for the renewed fighting, challenged Washington to provide evidence it's serious about separating rebel groups not covered by a U.S.-Russia ceasefire. A final peace agreement between Colombia's government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, was signed Monday, bringing an end to the longest-running insurgency in the Western Hemisphere. The conflict, which erupted in 1964, displaced millions and left more than 250,000 dead. Numerous heads of state and diplomats attended the signing ceremony, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
This is an enormous step forward to end the longest-running war in this hemisphere, one of the longest in the world. So we care about the stability, we care about ending the violence, we care about building the capacity of Colombia itself to continue to contribute to the stability of the hemisphere.
Kerry said depending on the implementation of the agreement, the U.S. could remove FARC from its terrorism list. The U.S. Monday called on Vietnam to release a land rights activist and two bloggers from prison. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
The use of criminal provisions by Vietnamese authorities to penalize individuals for exercising their right to freedom of expression, which is provided by Vietnam's constitution, is, as I said, troubling.
Vietnamese political blogger Nguyen Hu Vinh and his assistant lost their appeal last week when a court upheld their jail terms, reaffirmed they abused their freedom and hurt the state's interests. Another court ruled last week that and sentenced Con T2 to 20 months in jail for causing public disorder. Japan's top naval officer said he's open to engaging with his Chinese counterparts after dozens of Chinese warplanes flew over the Miyako Strait Sunday near disputed islands in the East China Sea. Admiral Tomohisa Takai said such talks suspended over rising tensions should be resumed quickly. U.S. scientists Monday said they spotted evidence of water vapor plumes rising from the moon Europa circling Jupiter. Europa considered a top candidate for life in our solar system. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.